When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Who are they? Who indeed are these? Shunned by society? Forbidden from the walls of the sacred castles? They were the sonorous outcast scions of a doomed civilization. They lived among us. They walked at night. They were the underculture. The underculture. They were the underculture. They were the Underculture.
Hello, Undercultists. This is James Adomian, the host of the Underculture podcast. And you might have noticed that we didn't do a cold open on this week's episode. There's a very good reason for that. This, in fact, is the shortest episode that we've ever done for the Underculture. But perhaps, in a way, it's the episode that says the most. That's as much Ira Glass as I'm ever going to give you. I wanted to get straight into today's segment, our main interview, because it's perhaps the most unbelievable, historic, mind-bending leak that we've ever received on the Underculture, and that's saying a lot. As you know, we receive a lot of leaked audio. Some of it's related to entertainment, some of it's politics. Sometimes we receive, found footage, historical recordings, and so forth. And of course, if you've listened to the Underculture, you know that the Bernie Sanders presidential campaign has been a fruitful source of leaks for this podcast, The Underculture. We've received advanced episodes of Hear the Burn, the official campaign podcast hosted by Brianna Joy Gray. We've had demo recordings of some of his campaign songs that were leaked to us, and even a copy of Bernie's Dream Journal, which was very hard to get clearance to play on our podcast. But never before have we received audio footage, something like this. Now, as a note, I will remind you that I will never reveal our sources here on the Underculture, the sources for our leaks, unless somebody comes along with the right price. Like if Robert Redford shows up and offers me $1 million to sleep with my podcast, then we'll talk. So I'm not revealing any sources for previous leaks that we've had on this podcast, but apparently this past weekend in Long Beach, California, during the 2019 California Democratic Party Convention, Bernie Sanders sat down with Bernie Sanders for an in-depth and revealing interview. That's right, Bernie versus Bernie. I don't know how this happened. Maybe a rift in time. Maybe some kind of Schrodinger's burn scenario. Whatever the causes, it happened. We have it. Or as we always say here on the Underculture podcast, and we don't break kayfabe until the end, we really shouldn't have this, but goddammit, somehow we do. Take it away, Bernie Sanders and Bernie Sanders.
Thank you for joining me. Let's go ahead, sit. Why not? You know your way around? Yes, okay, good. Here we are.
Sit up, sit up.
You feel good?
This is not
well, that's what I was going to tell you. You're slouching all the time.
No, no, no.
All right, okay, fine. I'll sit up a little bit.
Well, it's good. Millions of people are watching you sit up.
Millions of people coming together in the interest of... Hi, how you doing?
I'm hanging in. How are you?
I'm not so bad. It's good to have you here. I might be from an alternate universe. I don't know. But what I said to myself was, we don't get a fair shot in the mainstream media. So I said, what the heck? What the hey?
What the hell? What the hell?
Yeah, I would interview myself. So here we are.
All right.
Yeah.
So, Bernie?
Yeah. What do you need?
So what do you think is going on in this crazy world?
Well, I think there's a few things. And I think this is something that you have said
Bernie, sit up. Please, sit up. I mean, you're ruining my...
You're making me look bad.
All over the country, start, people are saying this man does not you. Try you're to sit yourself. Up, and you're slouching.
Well,
kids are watching
slouch,
the program.
Slouch. We
kids
all slouch for
Bernie
Sanders.
Kids are watching the program, and their mothers, it's like good posture.
Okay, all right.
And they're saying, look at Bernie Sanders. He's
thank slouching. You. Yes, it's good. I will take the note. We are coming
right,
together in the interest.
All right, let's move. Your legs are not showing, are they?
This is not...
Oh, good. Long socks. Very good. Oh, good. Oh my God. Here I am.
All right. You never know when the weather could turn. We're from Vermont.
Yes.
Now, Bernie...
My socks up here.
I appreciate you being very hard on me. I'm not going to go easy on you. This is not a puff piece.
Okay.
I am not here to play softball with you. I want to get into the real issues. So let's dig into some of these statistics.
Let's do it.
I like to have a breakfast of oatmeal and raw statistics, as you know.
Yes.
Yes, just dig into the numbers.
Numbers.
Now, Senator, this
numbers,
is something...
Numbers.
Thank you. That's great. Something you have said before, and something I have said, and maybe something that we have both said every time we've ever said anything, is that for far too long, the top 1% of the top 10% of the top 1% of the top 10% of the
correct no, you're getting it wrong.
All right, what is it?
It's the top 1%.
The top 1%, that's
of
what I said.
The top 10%.
Of the top 10%.
Of the top 8%.
Of the top 8%, you're throwing
absolutely.
It an 8.
I don't, you got to follow the new statistics that come out every month. The Bureau of Labor Statistics of the top 3%.
3%. The Bureau of the Labor Statistics.
And you got one guy there, Bezos, who owns the world. So
he owns too much.
That's it.
We got to yank it away from him. What I heard is that the top 1/10 of 1/100th, I switched over the fractions.
All right.
Can you handle it?
Yeah.
The top 1/10 of 1/100th controls more wealth than the bottom 9,000%. Does that work?
It's not 9,000%, it's 9,386%. If you're going to use statistics, get them right.
What I heard is...
You know, you're going to have the Washington Post fact-checking me.
Well...
That's what they're going to do.
What they need is
and
somebody
then tomorrow,
to
they're
going to
have a big article, Sanders got it wrong.
Sanders did
vote
get it wrong.
Anybody else.
But he got it less wrong than they got it.
Well, that often is the case, yes.
Okay. Well, that's a valid... We agree. That's a, you know, it's a pretty good joke, Bernie. Let me ask you this. And when I say that, what I mean is I want to ask a question.
How's that cough?
Well, it's not a cough. I've just, that's how I practice clearing my voice.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. I've been.
Good thing for presidents.
I gargle.
You sound very distinguished when you do that.
Yes. You know, I gargle honey and also some statistics. You should try it sometime. Let me ask you. And when I say that, I'm going to ask myself like a madman. The billionaire class. It's fun to imagine that the billionaire class is a real classroom in a school somewhere and that we show up.
Do you think that's
you
fun?
And me you, as you, the new teacher.
Do you think that's fun?
Well, yeah, because then you get to show up as the teacher, the new teacher, okay. And you go, hey, we're going to knock some heads together. It's a tough teacher who's taken over the billionaire class.
All right.
And I am not grading on an easy curve. Okay. All right, good. I got you there. Let me ask you, this isn't, Bernie, I want to ask you a very important question. This is a question that cuts, I think, to the hearts of just some of the very important issues that face our country. And this is a question that I think is important to the fate of humanity and the world. The wingspan.
The wingspan.
What exactly is the wingspan? From fingertip to fingertip.
Well, it is...
So it's somewhere, it's over 6 feet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Over to the, I've heard that the wingspan
look,
is about...
I can't even do it. I'm knocking
that's be, we need to push the Overton window a little bit further to the left.
Yes, we do.
So that the wingspan can fit in. I tried to match the suit. What size is it? I asked for a size rumpled.
Size rumpled. But here's the secret.
Sure.
Here's the secret. You got to sit on the suit. So you get into the car, take it off. You put it down, you sit on it.
Yeah, it's
I
a
mean,
good
anybody
cushion.
Can have a rumpled suit, but there is a real art to the rumple. I mean, and you got to work on
it. Let's face it.
In fact,
you and
fact,
I are the
I'm
Michelangelo of the rumpled suit.
I'm looking at that suit.
Hey, everybody, this is the B-Man, OBW, from the World Record Podcast, and I'm here to let you know that me and my co-host, the A-Train, a.k.a. Hershey Hellman, took over office hours live this week. We came into the studio. We made it our own. We wrecked the place. I stole one of Tim Heidecker's guitars. So check out Office Hours Live on your podcast app of your choice or at youtube.com/Office Hours Live this week and see what happens. Or go to worldrecordpodcast.com and you can watch the videos or join the Patreon, patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. Enjoy the show!
It's showtime!
That ain't rumpled.
Well, it's brand new.
Never wear a suit that is pressed like that. That is a neat-looking suit, man.
What are you talking about? I slept on this in a garage.
Not enough. You got to go back and sleep on it again. Much too. And the pants, I detect a crease there. You're trying to look
the
like
the shoes are not polished. They're orthopedic.
But you see, this is a real shoe that's not polished. These are pants that are not creased.
You know, Bernie,
this is a rumpled jacket. Get your act together.
Bernie, I've said this before. I think that if Donald Trump represents Monopoly, the piece that you and I would represent is the shoe that goes around the Monopoly board, putting in the hard work, taking the steps,
right,
bringing together Americans in the interest of radical revolution. And yes, we can win. And instead of putting red hotels around the Monopoly board, we'll put affordable green houses.
Sounds good.
Do you think?
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to you?
Sounds like the political revolution.
That's the political revolution. And nobody goes to jail except the bankers. They go directly to jail.
Now, wouldn't it be nice to see some of those guys, how they would react to being in jail?
Sorry. Just
after committing terrible crimes.
I think so. Something to hope for. Bernie, you're a gifted speaker. And when I say that, what I mean is you have a way of not only through words, but also through your hands. Talking to an audience, communicating your message. I want to ask you this. Have you ever been able to get an applause line just on cadence alone? For far too long, this campaign has gone without a lunch break. It is time that we stop somewhere and get a bite to eat. Have you tried it?
That's a good line.
Okay, good. Thank you. Yeah, I know it's a good line.
I'll have to convey that to my staff. All right.
Bernie, you have a senator, I should say. You have a plan for national rent control. This is a revolutionary plan, almost as bold as my plan, that's identical for national rent control. I don't think it goes far enough. I want to know if there's possible that by executive order, you could order the damn landlord to finally fix the sink that's sagging off the wall.
I'm going to have my attorney general look at that.
How
bad is that sick?
Well, there's a little bit of a leak. It's sagging off the wall. It's not a caulking issue because there's nothing structural
and
holding the sink up.
The landlord is not fixing it.
The landlord never returns your phone calls. He always says, I'll call you back. He never does.
We'll have the attorney general look at it. Absolutely.
Okay. The attorney general should take a look at the national landlord situation. And I believe
that your sink in particular.
Well, sure.
I mean, we're talking about crises here, right?
I spend a lot of time in front of the sink going, Bernie, what are you doing? You're looking good. You're feeling good?
I'm feeling great.
You've suggested, and I agree with you on this, I don't agree with myself on everything. I actually filibustered. I don't remember if you remember this. I filibustered myself.
You did.
Yes, right. I did. Let me ask you this.
8.5 hours.
8.5 hours.
In front of that damn sink, right?
And you were filibustering right back at me. Imagine how I felt. Look, well, you have suggested that we should break up the big banks or Wall Street. That we should break up the big banks. And I think that's a good start. But why can't we take it a step further and physically dismantle Wall Street as a street itself? Go in with a crowbar, go in brick by brick, there's cobblestones, rip up the pavement, do some urban plan. Go in to Wall Street, take it all out, lay it in, put in a bike lane, maybe some food trucks.
This is a very creative thought. And we're going to have our economic team take a look at it.
Yes, I think so.
You think just breaking up these banks, figuratively speaking,
take Wall Street and take it out of there. Yeah.
Brick by brick. Is that your thought?
That's the thought. And I'm sure that, I thought maybe it would work for you.
It'll poll well. I think it's a good idea.
And the bull. They've got the big bull there on Wall Street.
Yeah,
we can set him free, unlock him.
Put a little bird in there. How's that?
Put a little bird on his head, and it would be like a little Disney cartoon where he's got a best friend. And he can go run around in Vermont up on a farm somewhere.
There you go.
Good? Yeah, good. Okay. A free-range Wall Street bull is what I'm suggesting. One of your most popular initiatives, and I should say that's one of my most popular initiatives, is one with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and that is the Green New Deal. Do you think that I don't notice that the real reason you want a Green New Deal is because you and I share a great desire to cosplay and dress up as a green Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and that a Green New Deal is the shortest way to do
don't,
that?
Don't reveal this.
The Fireside Chat, Instagram.
Don't reveal this to the public. Will.
I have nothing to mulch but mulch itself. Does it work?
I think you got a winner.
Do it. Bernie,
I can't imagine why I have hundreds of people on my staff and we have not thought of these ideas yet. Well, it's just incredible.
We have a through
the
looking
glass. You're just rattling out these ideas.
Yes.
Every minute.
Well,
a brilliant.
I'm doing everything you're doing, except it's through the looking glass in a slightly different universe.
All
yes.
Right. Good.
There's a few. You know these. That's when the people come together. And you almost, we physically herd the audience together.
That's what we do.
Come together in the interest of a radical revolution. Because, let's face it, you can't spend all your time out here hand-wise without probably getting lift off.
But people don't fully understand. You do all these gestures?
Yes.
It's part of my exercise regimen.
That's right. There's little weights.
So you're giving a speech, important, but at the same time, keeping healthy. We're doing that stuff.
Yes.
Part of my yoga.
Little wrist weights.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's good. You don't get your steps in, you get your waves in.
That's right.
That's right. I'm on the same page. You've done a lot in the last 48 hours. You did 500 events, a couple of cities. You're almost as much as I did. I did 600 events in the last 12 hours. But, you know, sometimes obviously it takes a stress on your voice. You don't always sound quite 99% all there. So I'm suggesting that maybe you could start. I got a little gift for you. If you're interested, just a spoonful of honey to gargle at some of the events. From my universe to yours.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. We got to be careful, though, because the bees are endangered.
I know.
And I think that the worker bees particularly deserve a living wage.
All right. So we pay homage to the worker bee. Yeah, okay.
Bernie, you are obviously a prominent advocate of Medicare for All. Do you think that there's a way that that could be expanded to a pilot program for psilocybin mushrooms for all who want it?
Well, we'll have our healthcare team take a very serious
look. Yes, it's a controversial one. Maybe that's a program people could opt out of. Let me ask you, and then we got a couple of the nobody boy. I know you're very busy. I'm very busy. I should say I'm very busy. I got to go. I got to do a whole speech in a forum and another speech in a forum and a debate. And I got to argue with some people in the hotel room. Now, you have a plan for tuition-free college.
I do.
This is one that's near and dear to my heart because I think young people today are paying too much in college tuition, and it's unfair and it's unprecedented in the history of the world. And you have a plan, and I have a plan, for free college tuition, which is
public
ambitious.
Colleges and universities.
Yes,
right.
It's ambitious, but I believe it is truly within reach. And to say nothing of how hip it is, it's really with it. I think it's a pretty cool plan. But I, again, don't think it goes far enough. And as a friendly idea from Bernie to Bernie, I could suggest that I believe that you could have a program to offer free improv classes to young, aspiring comedians around the country, as long as they are under the age of 30, and it is a reputable, accredited four-year improv program.
Well, that's an interesting idea. You're suggesting in a world facing many, many challenges.
Yes, free improv.
If people started laughing more.
That's what I'm suggesting,
we could probably address the climate change crisis.
On stage, at least.
Criminal justice.
New choice.
All right. I like that.
Now, of course, improv is a backbone of creative industries in most major cities around this country, and I think we need to support our scene partners. I think what we could say is yes and.
I can just see millions of young people flocking to public colleges and universities demanding improv classes.
Yes. Obviously, a UCB, a Groundlings, a places like that. Famous improv, the Second City in Chicago. You get it. You see the main stage show, of
course. How many more of these things do you got? You've been going on here for about 3 hours. What do you got?
Well, we got there's jobs. I have a sports question. I want to ask you about jobs.
This sounds as long as my speech here. All right, let's go.
He's filibustering. Look at this. He can't sit down with himself without filibustering and trying to pull the conversation to the left, which I agree with. I agree with how you disagree.
All right.
I have never more strongly agreed to disagree than with myself.
All right.
Let me ask you this. You have called for a federal jobs guarantee.
Including improv actors.
Yes, and?
In fact, they will be the main part of this jobs guarantee. Oh, anybody good. Who wants to go into improv, they got a job.
No, this cuts to the heart of the matter because you have also called for a living wage across the board.
I have.
Yes. At least, what, $15 an hour?
At least. And you could form a union?
Yes. Well, woman, it's got to be considered work.
Yeah, okay.
So you believe that improvisers deserve to be paid, comedic improvisers, $15 an hour for their labor?
Absolutely. And the right to form a union.
And a right to form a union. You believe the same about bloggers, independent journalists?
Right.
$15 an hour. Influencers, internet, Instagram influencers?
$15 an hour.
$15. Now, this is controversial. Do you believe that guest performers on comedy podcasts deserve $15 an hour? Well, then you got me in a bit of a bind here. I'm good with my word. There's $15.
All right. Thank you very much.
$15 an hour. That's a fair wage for somebody on a podcast.
And wait a minute. This has not even been an hour. This is good. All right.
Oh, you owe me $10.
All right.
Bernie, I promised no softball questions, but I've got a basketball.
You're lying. Now you're going to hit me a softball question.
Well, I'm not lying. We had to change it. We had to go into committee, and now we have to pass the compromise bill that went through the House.
All right.
Look, I promised no softball questions. I've got some basketball questions. What is you're an avid player of basketball, as am I. What is your preferred position? Center, power forward, center left?
Weak power forward.
Weak power.
When you're 78, you don't have that much power left to forward.
Okay, so. That's fair. I like to think of myself as an independent forward.
There you go.
But I caucus with the left.
That's good.
Let me ask you something about the biggest bad guy in the world, Donald Trump. Donald Trump is president, unfortunately. And obviously you can wake up from a nightmare. And I believe, as you believe, that I believe, that you believe, that this campaign is the best chance to take on Donald Trump and fix the issues that face this country.
I believe it.
I believe it.
You
yes.
believe it?
I believe it, sir.
I believe it. You believe it.
So we have to be ready. When Donald Trump comes at us and says, Crazy Bernie, when Donald Trump calls me Crazy Bernie, he calls you Crazy Bernie, what will the response be? He says, Oh, Crazy Bernie. What are you going to come back at during the debate on stage?
Well, that's a good question, and I think the answer is, Mr. President, people who live in glass houses should not be throwing rocks.
I think that's good. I like that. I think that's very good. That's a good one. Well, the one I thought of was, I would say very politely, Mr. President, with all due respect, shut the F up. Just like that. I would say it just like that, not with the profanity.
That's another approach.
Mr. President,
which I think
with all due respect.
All due respect.
With all due respect. When Bernie debates Trump, it is going to look a lot like a Popeye versus Bluto cartoon. Two guys from another era squaring off, hug, 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 like that. And obviously, I think Trump plays the Bluto part because he's usually going to lose. I think that he looks like Chucky, the evil doll from the movie Child's Play.
Especially when he tries to smile. Then
yes, he looks like a monster.
Senator, we have to go to the CDB.
Oh, we got to. Okay, good. It's time to go to the forum, I think. Oh, which one?
That one.
I can't tell which one is Bernie.
Well, your ride is waiting for you.
Yes, I got a ride.
You got a few thousand people you got to talk to.
Yes, there's
so
a
get
big,
it together.
We've got a. I don't need any of this. Do you need any more suggestions? I got folders full of suggestions. I got a couple.
That probably does it.
Well, I got a couple. I gave you the.
You only got 9 minutes. You're gonna have to condense all that stuff.
I want to look. What can you plug? Thank you for coming on this podcast. What do you want to plug before you get out of here? Any big projects? I guess you're running for president.
That's a big project.
Yeah.
That's as big a project as I have right now.
So they can go to what? BernieSanders.com?
BernieSanders.com.
Have you heard of my podcast, one that I frequently have my audio leaked to called The Underculture?
have.
Yeah. So the way people would go to that would be theunderculture.com.
There you go.
Okay, good. Bernie, however far you think that your hands are going, go one inch further.
We will try, Bernie. Bernie,
thank
keep
you.
Up the good
Bernie,
work.
Bernie, I appreciate that.
Bernie,
thank you.
I appreciate being here with you.
Wow, that was Bernie versus Bernie here on The Underculture. Can you believe it? They really got into it. Those are alternate reality Bernie Sanders. I mean, they're very similar in many ways. Hard to tell apart, I would say, as an outside observer. And you know what I think I like about Bernie Sanders, either one of them you're talking about, I've always liked that Bernie supports the fourth wall. I believe in the fourth wall as a very integral part of Franklin Delano Roosevelt's New Deal program. The fourth wall was instituted across America to put theater workers to work. As you, now, of course, as you know by now, this is the part of the show where we break that fourth wall and we thank our performers. Obviously, I'm very excited to do that this time. As you no doubt know by now, there's pictures that went out through this, right? They knew this from the moment I started talking. As you no doubt know, that was Bernie Sanders as Bernie Sanders, and that was James Adomian as Bernie Sanders. Can you believe it? I still can't. That was a little loud. Can you believe it? I still can't. I just want to send a huge thank you to Bernie Sanders himself for being one of the top 5 or 10 guests I've had on this podcast. And I want to thank all the smart, hardworking people over at the Bernie Sanders campaign for making this happen. Thank you. I take my hat off to you and everything you're doing over there. Actually, that's not enough to take my hat off. I shave my head off for you, and I put on a couple of white hair patches. It was an absolute honor. I would do it again anytime. I don't expect you to say yes. If you want to see how all this came together, we're going to have a special behind-the-scenes video on our Patreon dropping very soon. That's at patreon.com/theunderculture. If you've already been following us here on The Underculture, you know this. If you're just new to us now, we have 28 previous episodes of this podcast since May of 2019. We've got several live shows that are available only on Patreon. But whether it's the Patreon-only content or the live shows or the weekly podcast that we're putting out, the Patreon helps us pay our guests, and it's the only way that we're able to do that. So thank you to those of you who have subscribed to our Patreon. I know that there's some extra stuff there, but also thank you, because it does help us keep paying our guests, like people like Bernie Sanders, up-and-coming comedians, improvisers like Bernie Sanders, he endorsed the idea of podcast guests being paid, and that's, you know, my heart is with Bernie on that issue. My heart is with Bernie on that urgent issue. Hashtag not me, us, hashtag Bernie 2020, hashtag Bernie beats Trump. That's me. That's my opinion, James Adomian. So where does that bring us? You can follow us on The Underculture, on Twitter, obviously, at The Underculture, and on Instagram at Underculture Pod. Our guest, Bernie Sanders, you can follow and you can find out where he'll be playing. Follow him on social media everywhere. He's at Bernie Sanders, and you can find him. His website is BernieSanders.com. Not me, us, Bernie 2020, Bernie beats Trump. I love the guy. That's a dream come true. A couple more things here for our Los Angeles listeners. We have another live show here of The Underculture live coming up in a couple weeks at Dynasty Typewriter. It is the last live Underculture show of the year that we're doing. It's happening Saturday, December 7th at 10 p.m. at Dynasty Typewriter. Tickets are on sale right now at dynastytypewriter.com. We're going to have some great guests, lots of top secret leaks. You don't want to miss it. I don't think Bernie's available, but it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll see you there. Trump vs. Bernie, of course, is the tour that I do with Anthony Atamanik. You can check out Trump vs. Bernie everywhere on social media at Trump vs. Bernie. You can find me, if you want to, on Instagram or even Twitter at jadomian, J-A-D-O-M-I-A-N. That's where you find out about my stand-up, my cartoons, occasional TVs, movie. I've been on the silver screen a couple of times. And yes, podcasts like this one and others. And hey, if you're in Toronto, I'm in Toronto right now. I'm doing 5 shows starting tonight, going through Saturday night at Comedy Bar. The province famous Comedy Bar on Bloor Street. You can check out tickets there at comedybar.ca. Of course, you can check us out as before, The Underculture, theunderculture.com, patreon.com/theunderculture. Now, to play us, now we always like to go out on a song. To play us out today, we thought, hey, let's dig up an old Underculture Bernie Sanders classic. You might remember this from all the way back in episode 2 of The Underculture, if you've been listening. It was part of Bernie Sanders' interview with Mikhail Gorbachev, as played by Leon Mandel, who plays Balalaika on this song. He learned it to play this song, I think. This is the 1% of the 1% to the classic Tetris theme song tune. Take it away, Bernie Sanders and Mikhail Gorbachev.
I'm on vocal, Mike. I'm ready to go, baby. Gorby, hit it. Okay, I see the blocks coming down. 1% of 1% of 10% of 1%. The top 10% of the top 1% controls more wealth than the bottom 90% combined. All right, these numbers are coming fast now. I'm trying to spin them as far as I can. What do you do with the one that's got the thing coming out the side of it? Oh, push it to the side, push it to the side. To the left, push it all to the left. The top 1% of the top 10% of the top 1% of 10%. The top 2% of the top 4% of the bottom 90%. How do I get these numbers? 1% of 1% of 1% of 1% of top 1% of 1% of 1% of 1% of 1% of 5% of 1% of 5% of 3%.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.